Soundings presents an unabridged recording of The Tall Stranger, written by D.E. Stevenson and read by Candida Gubbins. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Soundings. Part 1. Chapter 1. For nearly a week, London had been shrouded in fog. Today, it had lifted a little. Just enough for the half-choked inhabitants to see that there was a sun, still shining in the sky. But now it was settling down thicker than ever. It was, for all the world, like a dirty grey blanket. Nell Babington had finished her work for the day. She was secretary to a doctor in Kensington. She put on her coat and hat and took up the neat pile of letters which were ready for the post. Then she called out to Mrs. Ridge, the doctor's housekeeper, to say she was going. Mrs. Ridge was downstairs in the kitchen. A voice came up from the nether regions.
"The fog's awful," yelled Mrs. Ridge. "I couldn't hardly find my way home. Worse than ever it is. You'd better be careful, Miss Babington."
"I'll be all right," shouted Nell.
But the fog was waiting for her when she opened the front door and surged at her like a billow of cold, evil-smelling smoke. Certainly, it was much worse than ever. There was something so sinister about it that she shut the door hastily with herself still inside. The reaction was instinctive. There was no sense in it. Sooner or later, she would have to go out and find her way home. But all the same, she lingered. The hall was warm and comfortable, with its thick crimson carpet, solid mahogany furniture, and grandfather clock, which ticked complacently and kept such admirable time. It was the sort of hall which gave one a feeling of security, and this was exactly what it was intended to do. Nervous patients were soothed by the atmosphere of permanence and stability. Some of them were reminded of their grandparents' homes, which they had visited in their childhood. "It's clever," thought Nell, but without surprise, for she knew already that Dr. Headfort was clever. There were two other doctors, each of whom had a consulting room in the house, but although Nell received their patients, she really belonged to Dr. Headfort. She had belonged to him for more than a year and liked the job, for he was absolutely dependable and there was no nonsense about him. Miss Babington was merely the young woman who received his patients, typed his letters, and reminded him of his multitudinous engagements. Some young women might have resented this attitude on the part of their employer, but now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?